Jingle bells, Batman smells, Robin laid an egg, the Batmobile lost its wheel, and the Joker got away. Welcome to the 5x5 Late Night Show. My name is David, and I'm really surprised that I'm laughing at this time tonight because I'm completely and utterly exhausted. Remember when you used to say it was when you were little? That has been around for years. I was trying to tell my nephew. We was trying to think of all the, you know, the variant songs of like the little Christmas songs you learn in school when you're a kid or even before you go to school. And that was one of them. And then the other one is the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. I kid you not, I was walking through the store this weekend at some point, and and I hey, Timmy Sims, you can join me anytime you want it. And I hadn't planned on doing anything tonight because I'm really, really tired. dang, all my little friends are in the chat room calling me names and coming for me. Well, Merry Christmas. Y'all sure ain't in the Christmas spirit. No. And so I was walking the store the other day, and I kid you not, you know, the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer song came on. And you know how they said you go down in history like Columbus? You know the little things you say after each verse, after each, I guess, sentence in the verse? And and y'all should be in the chat room because they are tripping for real. I can't stop laughing because I'm really, really tired. And so I heard somebody, I was saying one part, like the little, you know, when he said, like, when your nose is glowing or something, you go, like a light bulb. And somebody else was singing another part. And it was so funny. And when I was leaving the store, I was practically in tears because it was so funny. And it was some chick. And she looked at me, and she, you know how you just kind of wave. And I'm like, yeah, girl, we should be like Brandy and Ray J, right? No, Ray J does porn. Never mind. oh my God. If you guys haven't seen the chat room, these two queens in the chat room are really tripping. I get a hashtag tired, and there's a Christmas tree. Should go up my derriere, and then my music is obviously tired. And are y'all drunk? Have y'all been in the eggnog? What song is that? What song is that that you like? I don't know what song you're talking about. But anyhow, it has been, you know, I told you guys about this job that I took, and today, kick and twirl. What song is that I kick and twirl with? Today was the first day that I regretted it. I'm like, oh, this shit's for the birds. I don't care how much money you guys are paying me. And that is a lot of money, because it's not by any means. Well, no, it's more than I was making before. So that's always good. And so today was the first day that I regretted it. You know, after everything and what I already knew to be the case was dealing with ratchet ass employees, you know, because in the course of my job, there's things I have to do to make sure everybody's doing what they're supposed to do. No one's stealing. And then when, because I have a certain way that I do things, and as people are not used to that, when you, because what I took over, the person prior to me taking the position wasn't doing anything. So when you get a lot of employees who are not used to being managed, and I'm normally a hands-on manager. I'm very, very hands-on, and I'm probably a micromanager, but that's how I am, a crazy Virgo. And I've been telling like all my staff, I'm like, you know what? This is how I like things, but it's not because I want to be right, which really it is. It's because I'm just a crazy Virgo. Yeah, the chat room is pretty bad, Tristan. It is pretty bad. And Timmy, you never told me what song that you wanted me to play. And I've been trying to tell them, I'm like, I just like things a certain way, and it's not because I'm a mean micro manager. I'm just a crazy Virgo. And so today, I needed something from one of my staff, and I'm like, well, this is what we need to do, and this is what we need to do to get there, and this is what I need you to do. And so the Febreze guy, who's the Febreze? Oh, I haven't downloaded that. You never sent me. You should have gifted that to me, Timmy Sims. And I would have played it. And so I'll play it the next time. Oh no, don't sing. I am a control crazy Virgo, you know that. And so the first response she gives me, she's like, well, that's not how I did it before, blah, blah. And I'm like, well, look, because you were doing it wrong and halftime not doing it, I said, I expect to see this faxed to my desk once a week. How about that? You know, and so whatever, child. And so my boss tells me, she's like, where'd all this niceness come from? Ooh, all right, Tristan. I'm like, I'm trying to get a rapport with my staff so they won't hate me, so I can ask them to do favors. Because tomorrow, I have to get up early. This is why this is going to be a kind of a quick show tonight, because I have to get up early, because I have to go out of town for work tomorrow, and I had to be up at 5:30. I had to be up 5:30, go get the company car, you know, and then get out of town and back before noon. So I'm like, so that's when I was told this, because I thought that I wasn't going, and then I was told this afternoon, well, yeah, you're going to have to go ahead and do that, and because I have something else to do, long and hard. Downloaded on the next Beyonce song. What? Hey, United One Voice Network, what's up? I don't think I've ever seen you at one of the shows. Happy holidays to you as well. Everybody's being so nice. I actually donated some money today to somebody. Nothing that makes me special or anything. I just did it. You know, I was on my way to get something to eat, and I can't see that picture, Tristan. Somebody was on the corner, and I just gave him some money. It wasn't a prostitute. Well, it was a guy, but he wasn't a prostitute. We don't do that in the Midwest. Only in Midtown Atlanta. But nevertheless, I did get to go to the mall, and this is the one thing I hate about this time of year. To everybody who works in retail, I know you guys hate it. I know you guys. The traffic around your stores. I mean, and I really don't go to the mall, but I wanted to run to Hot Topic today because I heard that they had some new pop figures. I collect pop figures, and so I went to the mall, and the traffic was absolutely horrible. And I normally don't take risk when I drive. Today I drove really aggressively and offensively. And mall, I can't help it. I am a little country. I did live in Georgia now. And oh, Grandpa Al, are you sneaking in here in disguise? Grandpa Al hasn't been around in a while. Hey, Grandpa Al. See, if you guys are joining us in the chat room, you have all my little friends in here and everybody that I like to talk to and having a good time. I think Tristan is in the nog. It's supposed to be one part, is it bourbon or rum? One part liquor, five parts eggnog, not five parts liquor, one part eggnog, which that'd be really, really, really good. but it was just so crazy around the mall, and I go in, and the girl overcharged me on a pop figure, and that kind of pissed me off. Happy Christmas, Grandpa. I said, Merry Christmas, Grandpa Al. I said, Happy Christmas. Happy holidays. And it was just so crazy. After this, she overcharged me, but then I had to get to an appointment, so I couldn't go back there and choke somebody out. But then the traffic was insane, and people don't drive, and then I needed to get lunch, and it was just a mess. I'm like, this is the only time of the year I will not be going back to the mall, the area where the mall is, anymore until after Christmas. That this I can't do it. I just can't do it. And you guys are really missing a treat in the chat room. If you haven't been in the chat room, you guys are missing it. Because they're really, really tripping. They're really tripping. But tonight, like I said, it's going to be a fast, quick show. Talking about my Secret Santa experience at work and the oncoming potluck. And y'all know I don't be eating other people's food, right? And a couple songs and a little quiz, and then we'll be done for the night because I have to get up early. Because I just do. And for some reason, it's not letting me add those. Oh, that's really, really weird. That's really weird. Now, y'all might have to hear some songs that I played last week because for some reason, that's really, really odd. Sometimes Spreaker trips. Yeah, there's. Oh, I know why. Ha ha, that's funny. Yeah, sometimes I do act a fool. But we're gonna take a quick break and we'll come back. We'll start our really quick shh. It's a Secret Santa show. It's a 5x5 Late Night Show. My name is David. We'll be right back.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. From now on, our troubles will be miles away. That are dear to us, gather near to us once more. Through the years, we all will be together. If the fates allow. A shining star upon the highest bough.
You know, that song is timeless. Luther Vandross is one of the classic voices of a generation, you know, rhythm and blues. You know, he was around, and unfortunately he's passed away way too young. And you can find that on iTunes. That was Have You Heard From Earlier, Merry Little Christmas. I have one more song from Luther tonight, and I don't know if you guys know the song. It's not a popular one, but, you know, sometimes the classics are just that. They are classics. Welcome back. It is the 5x5 Late Night Show. My name is David, and we are, we are just kind of, just hanging out. I'm enjoying the chat room conversation and some of the pictures that they've been posting. And we have Grandpa Al, Timmy Sims, and Jaded Tristan from Jaded Productions is in the chat room acting up. And I wish you guys all lived near, because I would have can you imagine if we was all of our personalities crazy, add a little alcohol during the holidays, how crazy that would be. I would have a big Christmas party and invite people. I think that would be fun. That's one thing about that I miss about living in Atlanta. I would always have Christmas parties to go to, and then I had you know, Christmas dinner at my house and stuff like that. So I miss that. Although, and I just do another shout out to my friends, Kristen Elaine from the Thought Bubbles podcast. They were married this weekend and I didn't get to attend the reception. I have you guys' gift and I'll get it to you soon, hopefully. I know it's really, really busy, and with my crazy hectic work schedule as it is now, which should lighten up next week, I think. I'll be able to do more of that. But the other Christmas party, and I think I talked about this last time. I'll drink at a special occasion. I'm not a I'm dr drinking every night or drinking every weekend kind of dude, but I'll drink at a special occasion. Christmas, New Year's, maybe birthday, but I don't drink every week. But anyhow, I did get invited to another Christmas party. I think I told you guys about this. It's called a Red Union Suit Party. And it was normally called you know what? They are nice to me. They give me stuff. They're very friendly to me. They've always been friendly to me, so I'm nice to them. And those, they are my friends. So there you go. But the Red Union Suit Party always takes place at friend's house here. It's a gay couple here in town that has this big party. And you have to wear a red union suit. Now, if you guys don't know what a red union suit is, it's like red long draws that you normally see. I guess you see in like some of the pictures. I know you got Google it. And so I don't know if I still have mine from years ago. The one time that I did go, God, that was in 2005. And they and the here's the thing. You're not allowed to wear anything under your union suit. Because if you wear underwear or a t-shirt or anything under your union, those are little drawers with the butt that either there's a flap or a slit so your butt can hang out. And so if you wear any underwear or anything under it, they will strip you in front of everybody at the party. I've seen it done. And so, but you don't touch me unless you're invited, right? And so my friend, he sent me an invitation. He's like, "Well, I know you're back in town, so you need to come." I'm like, it gets really seedy at these parties, and they're fun. A lot of alcohol. They get too dry. I remember the last time I went, which was like I said, years ago. I didn't leave until it was like 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. That's how crazy it was. I would put some pictures on the website, but all of them are kind of, I wouldn't say X-rated. I wouldn't say they're X-rated, but they're NSFW, and I don't want to put that on Facebook or anything. And then I have some really, they really are X-rated pictures from that party. And it goes down, baby. And I'm like, I'll be able to do that this year. Do I want to go through all that? Because I have to find a union suit because I don't think I have mines anymore. It's been many, many years, so I don't think I have it. And you can only get them. Only place I've ever seen them is at Rural King. You guys know what a Rural King is? You don't live in a country unless you know what a Rural King is, right? But anyhow, on to more pleasant things. I have a secret Santa at work. No, all the managers at my job, they do a secret Santa every year. So when they started this, I start. Are you going with me, Timmy Sims? I think you might get in trouble. I don't know, Timmy Sims. They started it, they do it every year. And so since I didn't get my promotion and I didn't start until the first, they had already had pulled the names. So I was the last one. But they added me in 'cause they knew I would, they knew a month before I was taking the job, but so they added my name, but I didn't get to pull a name. And so then I got two people who wanted to be, so then I get stuck with two people being a secret Santa for. And so I'm like, oh, you know what a Rural King is? I didn't know they had those up there. I'm surprised. And so I get two people. Well, come to Indiana and I'll change that, Tristan. And so I get two people. They're like, oh, well, they want to be part of the Secret Santa. Well, says David, you're in the Secret Santa and they're not, it'll be a perfect time. You can go ahead and be their Secret Santa. I'm like, what? And so my dilemma was Because today's Tuesday. And thing is, I didn't get anything today because I didn't have time to go to the store or anything. Because I had a really bad migraine yesterday. I wasn't feeling good. And I still didn't get anything for tomorrow, but I'll get that on the course because I won't be in the office for the first part of the day. But so before I go to the office, I'll swing by a store and get something. Here's my dilemma. When you're doing secret, you don't know how to say it. What are you talking about? So my thing is, I don't want two people to buy four, and they were like, "David's big, little David." Shh, it's a secret, Timmy Sims. And so I now I'm distracted. Keep that on the low low, right? Oh, Rural King. So I got these two people. They're two females. I know them both. I actually like one better than the other. And so, but then when you're buying for two people, the boxes in our mailroom are their boxes are right next to each other. So I'm like, I don't want to give one a dollar gift, because I want to do it gradually, like little gift, medium gift, then a decent gift. And so I'm like sweating because I don't want them seeing me put the gifts in there because I get to the office at different times. Luckily, yesterday I was at the office really early, so before they got there. And today, I was so busy I didn't even have time to do it. So, and tomorrow I won't do it till tomorrow afternoon. And I'm like, ugh, I hate the idea of secret Santas. I think you just like I know some families. I don't know how you guys. Real king, real king, real king, real king, real king, real king, real king. Somebody in the chat room told me to say real king five times if you guys want to know what that is. You can always join us in the chat room when we have a live show because this is one of our more lively chat rooms. Sometimes they're a little, I don't know, but tonight it's a little lively. But thing is, here's the thing with and Tristan, this is what I don't like about the new chat room. Sorry to get off topic real quick. They make it as a comment. So if you want to know what's going in the chat room, you can go to this show on Spreaker for all you guys who listen on iTunes and Stitcher. You can go to this to Spreaker.com under the 5x5 late night and find this show, and you can see all the comments from the chat. So there you go. So I guess it is still available because it didn't used to be. It used to be chat and then it was gone. But now it's made into a comment in the chat room. But anyhow, that's neither here nor there. But so I just hate the idea of Secret Santa. I think adults, I don't think you should do Secret Santa. I think you should do Secret Santa for your kids, Or if you're gonna do a gift exchange, do the what's that called? The white elephant gift where you have a party and everybody buys all these different kind of gifts or this, and then they call somebody's name, they go grab a gift, and then the person after them can either take their gift or get a new gift from under the tree. You ever did that? That's fun because you might get your teeth knocked out because some people get mad when you take their gift. But Secret Santa for me, I just think it's kind of I really don't like I don't really like the idea of Secret Santa, and I just think it's childish. But anyhow, what I've been getting the first day, and I'm like, y'all trying to give the big boy candy and cakes and cookies and things, because yesterday I got a mug. No, it's like well, like the little to go mug that you find that had hot cocoa and marshmallows in it. And then today I got this huge, and I'm glad I remembered because I'm ready to eat some of this. I got this huge, and when I say huge, and I said, so I took my boss, I'm like, will you please tell the people whoever has my name to stop giving me food? So I just can't wait to see what it's going to be tomorrow. But they give me this huge Christmas bag full of nothing but candy. When I tell you, when I was in the office today, here's another thing. Black females, like I have a lot of black female colleagues, they spoil me. They so spoil me, because I'm still training and I was asking some questions today and they are pretty much doing my work for me. They're like, oh, here, let me do the scoot over. And then there's this one, she's like, so where are you from? Are you from here? I don't know you. I'm like, she's trying to get some. I'm like, you really trying to get it? I'm trying to get it on Christmas, right? And so they're all really, really nice. Very, very sweet girls. And I'm glad to be part of the team, but stop giving me food. I need y'all to stop giving me food. So I had this. So what I was trying to say, this big old bag of chocolate, it was so big that I was telling them to take candy out of this bag. I'm like, take some of this candy out of this bag. And I still have a big bag left. So I'm like, y'all are tripping. Oh, there is one that doesn't like me. And I can tell, hey, how people, you can tell they don't like you, for whatever reason, haters. So the next big thing at work will be the potluck. And so, this is not me being shady, but I don't eat from other people's houses. I never have. Very rare, unless I'm dating you and I've spent the night at your house, I'm probably not gonna eat at your house. Unless you're a really, really good friend or somebody's, one of my friends' mama. That's about it in my family. And there's some of my family I want to eat at their house. And so they're going down the list. So such and such is bringing turkey and dressing. I'm like, y'all are doing too much because this is all going to happen on our Friday meeting. And I'm like, that is, they're bringing ham and turkey and dressing and stuffing. And I'm like, listen, so David, what are you bringing? Cookies, because it's a Christmas thing. They're like, oh, cookies, you ain't gonna cook nothing? No. I'm going right to Walmart and they get that big old platter of Christmas cookies. And that's where it's gonna be. For one, I'm not gonna have any time to do any kind of baking or stuff. I'm not doing it. And so they said, oh, well, such and such is bringing. Please, what do you want for Christmas? What do you want for Christmas? What do I want for Christmas? I don't know. What am I getting? That's silly. No, somebody's already bringing soft drinks. Somebody's bringing eggnog. I'm like, really? Because they've got a refrigerator. How are you gonna, keep the eggnog cool? You make everybody sick. And think if this is gonna be in the morning, like at 9 o'clock in the morning, and so I still have to work, at my old site because they still haven't found anybody to place me. I don't have to work, but I'm going to work. And I'm like, from 9 to midnight, that's a lot to have a whole bunch of that kind of food on your stomach, And I like to use this is not me and dirty. I like using the bathroom in my own house. I don't use public restrooms. Right, you feel me? And so they said, oh, you just bringing cookies? I'm like, yeah, I'm bringing some cookies, and they will be from Walmart. I think Walmart gets them cookies. You can get a big old platter for like $8.99. There's about 100 cookies on there. That's all y'all need. Just bring some cookies, get some soda, get some kind of dip, a cheese ball, some chips, a cake, a pie, something. Don't be bringing food because nobody got time for that. And I don't know if you wash your hands. You hear me? So, like I said, I ain't trying to be, that ain't me being shady. I'm just saying. And so, I got to do that on Friday. Still trying to get some Christmas shopping done because at this point, I really don't care because I ordered stuff and I need to ship it. And I'm like, okay, I hope this stuff gets here so I can ship it because I have things sending to people, different people out of town. I was going to make some stuff for my two best friends. I was going to make some stuff from our trip in my trip when I went to Nashville Comic Con. I was planning to take pictures from that and make a little collage on a canvas, but you know that stuff has to dry for at least a week, and then I won't get it mailed. And I'm not going to do it when I get home tomorrow because I'll be too tired. I won't have time. I don't know where Tristan went. I won't have time to do it this weekend. So that I'm gonna have to send y'all some Christmas cards with a gift card in it because I don't got time for that. I know, bah humbug. But so, what should I do when I'm eating? When I'm eating, because I only eat the wrap stuff or the store-bought stuff. But you know, and people don't know, like these people don't really know me like that. You know, my boss probably does got because we've had that conversation. I would probably eat from her house, but sometimes people, I don't know you like that. You know, do you have something wrapped? And you know that, you know, I have, if anybody knows me, this is my friends, my family. They know I like a particular store-bought cookie. Now, as well, I guess it's a box of cookies. And there's a little, it's in like a little cardboard box with a clear top. And it has like maybe eight different types of cookies and these little tissue things inside the box. I can't find them anywhere this year. You used to be able to get them at the Family Dollar or the Dollar General store. No one has them, and I'm upset about it because those are the only cookies I like every year at Christmas time. I don't even have to make cookies because those are the cookies I like. I think somebody even bought me some last year for Christmas. So if y'all can tell me where y'all can find those at, I would be very appreciative. We're gonna take one more quick break. When we come back, we're gonna find out what Christmas character I am. I don't know if I did this before, but we're gonna do it again. And then we're gonna wrap up for the night because I have to go to bed because I have to be up at 5:30. So it is the 5 by 5 Late Night Show. My name is David. We'll be right back.
I've waited and waited for someone I've never seen, but I'm so sentimental and I'm so hopeful you'll be here. So here I am every year, every Christmas. That we met, and oh yes, I believed you as you told me, as you said you'd be here every year, every Christmas. There must be a lesson to go, 'cause you're not here. Well, I can't keep explaining what they'll never understand, and why I'm here every year, every Christmas. I return every year, every Christmas. I come here every year, every Christmas.
You guys may not believe me, but I karaoke'd this song many, many moons ago. This is a kind of an old song, but this is another classic from Luther Vandross, available on iTunes. I did get a lot of compliments because he can sing. Not Luther, me. He. Him. Welcome back. It is the 5x5 Late Night Show. My name is David. Timmy Sims is making his new song writing debut, and it's called Place Is Not a Shelter. Would be a good title. Copyright hashtag Timmy Sims. Place Is Not a Shelter. It's a what's that song? A House Is Not a Home by Luther Dreck. We were talking about that in the chat room. Welcome back, guys. Don't forget, you can always check out our past shows at facebook.com/ the 5x5, completely spelled out. And also, send me a tweet at Twitter at the 5x5 and the 5's numeric, just like in our Blogspot blog, the 5x5.blogspot.com. And also, I think I told you guys I have a new text number that you guys haven't been using, but that's okay because I haven't been able to take it anyhow. But if you want to send me a text, and we'll read it on air, 812-399-3307. Don't get cute because I will call you out, right? And the Blogspot blog hasn't been updated. In a few weeks, because I've been really, really busy. I know I keep on saying that, but this happens to be true. I miss my old life where I had Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursdays off, and I worked the weekends, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Now it's like I've been working. I haven't had any days off, but I'm taking Saturday off. I'm not doing nothing. But I'm on call, so something could come up. You know, it's funny. The thing is, I've been dreading it. Today, my boss told me, she's like, you need to go pick up your cell phone. You know, because we all have cell phones because, you know, we really don't. We work 24/7, right? How do you spell queet? Keet? What? So I went down there and he wasn't there, and she's like, you need to go back to the office and get your cell phone. I don't want it yet. You know, I'm not picking it up to Monday because y'all ain't calling me this weekend. But I've given some people my personal cell phone number, but the other one, I'm like, I don't want to mess with that, right? But I needed to do my job. But anyhow, don't forget to check out some of my buddies here on Spreaker.com. You have Jada Tristan, which he's changing his show at the beginning of the year. I just read that yesterday. You have the Dwayne Hadley Show. You can check him out. Page for Yeti. Those guys are great. They're really, really funny. They have great radio voices. They was talking about my voice, and I don't see it because I hate my recorded voice. I've just gotten used to it now without cringing every time I hear it. They have great voices. Paige for Yeti. Timmy Sims has, how you spell cute? Oh, Timmy Sims has a podcast on Audio Boom under Timmy Sims. My Christmas wish list items. But yeah, check those guys out. And also thoughtbubbles.podbean.com. Check all those guys out. on the various podcasting platforms. Everybody has a great show. Oh, and Blake and Jay. Blake and Jay. And I love those guys. They're really, really funny from across the pond. and Grandpa Al. Just had to get everybody in there. My Christmas wish list items. What do I want for Christmas? Because I'm such a bad person to buy gifts for. And there's some people in the chat room that can attest to this because I'm impulsive and a little impatient. And if there's something I want, I'll just go buy it. You know, my friends, my really good friends, my best friends, they always, you know, your friends are the ones that even though you want something, they know to get the things that they know you'll never buy for yourself. Like my best friend, I bought him a pop figure this for his birthday because he's like me. If he wants something, he goes buys it. He goes to buy it, you know. And so I had to think outside the box. I'm like, well, he's never going to buy this for himself. So I got he's a big Michael Jackson fan, so I bought him. I should have kept it because they're worth the money now. A Michael Jackson pop figure for him for his birthday, which was something that again he would never bought for himself. And he liked it because it was outside of the things that people would think to purchase for him, like a CD or something electronic, you know, because he's on the forefront of all that stuff. And I'm the same way. If I want something, I'm gonna go get it. I don't got time to wait. Like, I told one of my Christmas list, one of my Christmas list items, I want a Uber long scarf, super long. My sister purchased one for me last Christmas. I lost. I told you guys that. That's on my Christmas list. And so I'm a big, in the wintertime, I'm a big fan of scarves. I'll even wear a scarf without my coat on, you know. And it's so funny because yesterday I bought a scarf the other day at Burlington, and it was gets kind of long, not as long as I like it, but it was cute and it matched what I had. He goes buys it. Yes, he did. What's the thing that RuPaul says? She then what's that little RuPaul? RuPaul says something that's really, really ghetto and funny. Ghetto things that RuPaul says. What is that? She then had hers is. What is that? Ghetto shit that RuPaul says. What is that? She had done already had hers is. I love that. That's hilarious. She didn't already had hers. I'm gonna get to that question in a second, Timmy Sim. But so the long Uber scarf is on my list. But like I said, I went and bought me one because I wanted one. It's not as long as I like them, but I went and bought me one because I wanted. And so I wear my scarf around. I look real cute yesterday, by the way. I wear my scarf. They're like, "Oh, your scarf is so nice." And then people are like, how come you don't have your coat on with it? Because it's cute and I want it matching my outfit. Catch it, you know. Anyhow, the people I work with have no fashion sense. Not that I have a lot of it, but I have a little bit. I am gay, by the way. What if someone buys you something that they want to keep, then they didn't buy it for you? They bought it for themselves. That's how I see that. Because if you wanted one, you would have bought two. One for you and one for the person you want to get to share it with. Just my opinion. Because there's been, I've really gotten good about giving things that I want or have and are things I think I should keep and giving them away. Like, I am going there, but so it's, you know, it's fine. It's fine, but if you give that gift to someone that you want to keep for yourself, you know that's a really special gift, and it should mean a lot to you that you're so nice that you're going to give it away to someone. Is that good enough? another thing on my list, you know, guys, I told you I collect pop figures, and I was a day late. There was Chase Wonder Woman pop figures at my local Hot Topic because I was in there today, and they went. But those bitches, I'm sorry, those bitches in Hot Topic are rude. I'm in there all the time, and I spend a lot of money in Hot Topic. I have like 20,000 Hot Topic points, and you bitches are rude to me. I'm like, girls, y'all need to stop, because I want to yank one of them. I want to yank that nose ring right out of her ear, her nose, this afternoon, but I couldn't get to her. Merry Christmas, right? And so. And what happens if he loves it as much as me? Then you guys can share it, and you can feel all of the love that the person is enjoying, and be happy in the fact that since you gave it to him to love just as much as you love, that should make you love it even more, and love the fact that you gave it to someone, paying it forward, right? nobody's ever you ever been to the to a like to Starbucks or McDonald's, and the person in front of you has bought your coffee or bought your dinner? That's never happened to me. Not that I've ever done it for anybody, but it's never happened to me. So when somebody does it for me, I'll do it, right? Merry Christmas. The pop figure thing, there's only a few that I have to have. Have to have. Of course, I said the one that was the metallic Wonder Woman. That's a chase figure. And if you guys don't know what, if you don't collect pop figures, you don't know what they are. If you go to Funko.com or OriginalFunko.com, and top or type in pop figures, you'll see these little miniature bobbleheads. little miniature bobbleheads of like comic book heroes from DC and Marvel. They have Walking Dead, Buffy the Vampire Slayer, American Horror Story, Coven, and Murder House. Then they have variants of all those. What's the other one? Ghostbusters. This is a lot of Kill Bill, and there's ones that I love that I pick up because. I collect them, which I really shouldn't because it's an expensive hobby. Because they're like $8.99 is the cheapest you can get. But the ones that I have to have now, like I said, is the Wonder Woman, which is the metallic figure. The next one would be a Storm from the X-Men, a metallic Magneto, which is supposed to be a metallic. Exclusive to Hot Topic. And those. Oh, and then the Star Sapphire Wonder Woman. Oh, and a Batgirl, which the Batgirl is a retired one. It's really, really expensive. The Star Sapphire Wonder Woman, I see it's very. Timmy has sent me some information that you can get it pretty cheap on eBay now. But those are the five pops that I would have to have in my collection right now. So if anybody wants to inbox me and you want to gift those to your favorite podcast host, I'll send you my address. But supposedly this is going to be a surprise, and I deserve something. I really don't never think I deserve anything. I'm very appreciative of anything that's given to me, because I'm such a bad receiver. Because I'd rather people spend money on themselves and then waste money. I'm not anybody. I'm not anything special, and people think I'm such a mean. So much for a short shoe. Short show, right? It's gonna be an hour. And y'all know I got to get to bed. I had to get up in 6 hours, and then drive for 2 hours. So I'm just a bad receiver. You guys are good. Are you a good? I'm a good giver. I'm a bad receiver. Figure that one out, Tristan. But no, I'm just bad, because I don't want people wasting money on me, and a lot of times those come from a heart, and I've learned to accept those things that people give you as something they want to do because they like you or they think enough of you to give you something, and so I've learned to receive that way and gift of gab. I know that's right. So I'm a better giver than I'm a receiver. It's just like personality flaw, I guess. Because there's some people that just want to take, 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 take. Gimme. I'm not that guy. I just like, I don't want that. Don't buy that for me. Although I do like it when I get it, but I'm not, I don't need anything. Because like I said, I'll go buy it my damn self. But those are things on my Christmas list. Is there anything else? iTunes gift cards or Google Play gift cards, stuff like that. Very, very simple. That makes you a hot topic. You are so silly. Those things, I'm very easy to please. It doesn't take much. Oh, and if you guys, anybody going to Wizard World Indianapolis, February, I think it's 13th, 14th, and 15th. Yours truly. ooh, be careful now. Yours truly will be attending this year, hopefully. Those are my plans. I've already asked for it off. I'll be there, and I think a friend of mine, hint hint, is going to be there, and we need to work out some details about the trip, by the way. And take care of Humane Society. What's that mean? So doing that. So if you, any of you guys are going, let me know. We'll meet up and we'll hang out and party together, right? What else is there? Oh, we have a quiz. Da-da-da-da. Oh, and how I will spend Christmas. Hopefully, I'm spending Christmas with my family. But again, I know I've been talking about my family and I mean, I'm sorry, and my new job. Hopefully, my new job will afford me the time off. So I'm doing it 30 days in advance, and it's the weekend, so I don't really don't work the weekends anymore. But I want to go Fridays. I want to take Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday off. But I don't know how practical that is in my new position. But I will definitely be there on Saturday and Sunday. But we'll work the details out. Whoever's going, think darling Nikki is going to be there. I talked to her today. I think this is going to be a solo trip for me. No family going with me this time because I just don't want them to. My niece normally goes with me, but I don't think I'm taking her this time. I might. I don't know, but yeah, I might not. A holiday season, adopt a pet baby, not a puppy. Oh, you can do that? Oh, you should put the information up and I'll share it with all the people. Okay, so I love doing quizzes on here on the 5x5, and since it's Christmas, we're gonna do a Christmas theme quiz tonight. So this is a brainfall.com quiz, and it's called "Which Christmas Character Are You?" There's 10 questions. So if you go to brainfall.com and type in what, no, brainfall.com and type in "which Christmas character are you," you can take this quiz with me. So the first question is, what's your favorite Christmas treat? Eggnog, pizza, Christmas pizza, pumpkin pie, or candy canes? I have to say, pumpkin pie would be my favorite treat because candy canes will tear your teeth up. Number two, Santa's making his list. Checking it twice. Where do you fall in this year, naughty or nice? I've been very nice this year, in my humble opinion. It's a toss-up, really. Most definitely naughty. So this is one of those sort of perception things, because the latter part of this year wasn't that great. This has been a kind of a difficult year, personally, professionally. Although professionally, it ended up on a good note. And this is just goes to show you folks the dirt you do to people. Like remember a few months ago, back in August, when my coworkers collaborated against me, trying to get me fired with some lies and some bullshit. See what happened? See what happened? Now I'm your boss. Catch that one. And I'm sure some of them will quit, but that's all right. Bye. Bye, Felicia. So I'm gonna say it's a toss-up. It was a tough year. I've made some bad decisions on the in the naughty and nice way of things, but you know, hey, it is what it is. Let's see, number three, snowball fight. You're hit with a stray snowball. You return fire, laugh it off, yell or curse. It's so cold. I probably curse, but not because it's cold, because you can't hit me with a snowball. A stray one anyhow. Yeah, I lose my mind. if you could only watch one of these Christmas movies this holiday season, which would it be? Elf, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, Die Hard, or It's a Wonderful Life? Well, I just recently seen Elf. It wasn't my choice, but I actually enjoyed it, although I don't like Will Ferrell. But you always have to watch at least once National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, because it's a classic and it is funny. The whole squirrel in the tree, and then the burn up turkey. Absolutely hilarious. Number five, it's the middle of the night when you hear a loud thump on the roof. What's your reaction? Call the police, Santa Claus, go back to sleep, set an elaborate trap. On the roof, it's probably a raccoon, so I'm gonna go back to sleep. I do live in the country. Six, which holiday is your all-time favorite? Christmas, of course. Thanksgiving, Halloween, or Labor Day? I'm a Christmas boy. Next question. Seven. The best part of the holiday season is when it's all over, spending time with family, open presents, decorating, or the snow. Spending time with family, because that's for me, it's a no-brainer. Even though my family gets on my last nerve sometimes, I'm happiest when I'm around my family. And your friends become your family, so I think that kind of encompasses friend and family. I already told you I don't have it, because I'm doing it on my tablet. It's a brainfall.com quiz, and you have to type in, which Christmas character are you? Number eight, there's a group of Christmas carolers at the door. What do you do? Pretend I'm not there, answer it, and enjoy their beautiful songs. Open it just to be polite. Yeah, open it just to be polite, but I doubt anybody coming caroling in this neighborhood. I did that when we were younger, through the church. My mom was head of our youth group, and we would bake cookies during the day on Saturday, and then that evening, late afternoon, evening, we would we they we put them, you know, you put them in cellophane and wrap them and stuff, and then we pick some of the sick and shut in from our church, and we would go caroling at their house and give them the baked cookies. So that was always, that's a good memory I have. When do you unwrap gifts? Christmas Day, Christmas Eve, as soon as I get them. A little here, a little there. Christmas Day, I was never, we as a kid, I was never allowed to open Christmas present on Christmas Eve. I know a lot of people have their Christmas on Christmas Eve, and I think when you have big families and or families out of town, like husband, spouses, or partners, or whatever, and you want to do both families, you for your own house family, you do your Christmas on Christmas Eve, and then you visit an in-law or a relative on Christmas Day. But we've always done Christmas Day. It used to be I would get up early and go to my sister's house, and I'd have breakfast with them and watch the kids open their Christmas presents. I don't do that no more. I'm like, I'll see y'all around noon. I don't do that anymore, but I'm a Christmas Day kind of guy. And last but not least, what do you put in your Christmas cards? A family picture, a sincere message, code hard cash. I don't send any this year since I didn't have any time, and normally I don't send any Christmas cards. I just don't. So we're gonna say I don't send any. So my result. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. I guess we hit the button. Let's see what my result is. I'm obviously Jack Skellington from A Nightmare Before Christmas. Your intentions are good, but sometimes you miss the mark by just a little. You know, like the turtle, you know, like the turtleneck you gave as a present last year. I would never give anyone a turtleneck ever, because turtlenecks aren't hot. So what did you guys get? Text me your answers and I'll read them on hopefully Saturday's podcast, because I'm gonna try to do two a week till Christmas, because we have 1 week left. What, next week is Christmas. Next Thursday is Christmas. Can you believe that? We're at that time. We are definitely you know, coming under I wouldn't say under the bail, but under the gun for Christmas. And who knows? You know, hopefully Santa will be good for you guys. So I need a topic for for Saturday's show. Christmas theme, holiday theme. Text me your suggestions, or leave a post on Facebook, or send me a tweet, or you can leave it here on Spreaker.com, or send me the message 812-399. I know y'all hearing that text message. 3307 is our 5x5 text number. Thank you guys so much for listening. I will let you guys know on Friday, I mean on Saturday, how the potluck and how the Secret Santa ended, right? I gotta go to bed. I got a big, busy day tomorrow. So you guys have a great night, have a great tomorrow, and I'll see you next time. Good night.